any role for surgery of metastatic disease, given how much more effective we are now with local therapy?
Yeah, I think that there's about a 20% cure rate for patients who present with a single isolated lung metastasis. Now, that's not a large group of patients, but we will operate on a person with a small metastasis. That's why we do surveillance pretty regularly in patients, at least in the first 2 years. You can also salvage patients who recur locally in particular sites. So patients who have a recurrence in the larynx, or the piriform sinus, or in the neck, or the floor of mouth and frontal portions of the oral cavity can be salvaged. And the salvage rates are between 30 and 50% for those patients, depending on how big it is when it's identified. So if they're operable, it's a 30% cure rate. If they're not operable, then we actually do re-irradiation for some of those patients, and it looks like we can get 20% long-term survival. It's not clear that that's a cure. But once you begin to get into those kinds of salvage procedures, the surgery is a better treatment. We also use surgery principally for, in terms of organ preservation, for anterior lesions. That's lesions in the floor of mouth, the anterior tongue, because the surgeons are extremely good at reconstructing this area in a functional manner. And the chemotherapy actually is less effective in oral cavity cancer than it is in those more posterior lesions in the tonsil, base of tongue, larynx, and piriform sinus. So from a purely practical and also a biologic point of view, it looks like there are differences in different sites in the head and neck.
How much variation is there in terms of the quality of the surgery that's done on these patients, and how can a patient or doc in practice decide whether or not maybe the surgery should be done in a tertiary center instead of, as opposed to a community setting?
I feel that while every surgeon would like to feel like they can do all the surgery that they do, actually I think it's very impractical for community surgeons that aren't doing lots of head and neck to do these procedures. They have problems with where the margins are, the reconstructions can be difficult, and particularly oral surgeons who aren't doing a lot of cancer will do biopsies that they think are excisional, and there'll be residual positive margins in small tumors, and they become a big problem for us. So we really suggest that the surgeons that do these surgeries be fairly experienced and be doing a fair number of cases a year and not simply an odd case here or there. Also, I think the community physician should recognize that the surgeon is really focused on the operations that they do. And these patients require a lot of monitoring and further care that has to be done in a kind of combined modality setting. Particularly when they get the more aggressive therapies, they have a lot of medical problems associated with that. And the radiation oncologist, the surgeon, and the medical oncologist really need to work together and be on the same page, both to coordinate the care and to manage the late side effects.
Same question in terms of RadOncs. How much of a difference in quality is there, do you think, in terms of the type of radiation therapy that's delivered to these patients? And how much of the advance that you mentioned do you think is from the quality of radiation as opposed to the chemotherapy?
Well, I think there's been a big advance in the quality of radiation. In the 70s, much of the radiation was given as once a day. It was given with a break in the middle of it. Today, the radiation oncologists give the radiation without stopping. So the patient gets more dose, and they get it in a continuous fashion. I think that's increased the local regional control rate, and that there's some data to support that, fairly robust data. It hasn't necessarily improved survival because there's still distant metastases, and the results are a small percentage, although they're significant there for a local regional control. It ends up being a smaller percentage for survival because of other factors. I think most community oncologists, radiation oncologists, actually treat a fair number of head and neck cancer because they're kind of the apex of the pyramid of referral for that. And they like treating it because it's a very satisfying therapy. It involves a lot of technique.